Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Sienna. What can I assist you with today?
Yes, ma'am. I don't know what kind of company this is. Could you tell me?
Well, you've called a third-party call center that handles accounts for online vendors.
Okay, well, I have a Direct Express bank card, and this phone number was given to me by them to a Modern Fitness Technology. They took $59.89 off my card a couple of months ago, and then they gave it back, and then they took it again this month.
Okay.
So I'm trying to find out about this.
No problem. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
37921.
Okay, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Kelly Sharp.
Hey, give me one second, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you verify your shipping address, please?
6331 Pleasant Ridge Road, apartment 2001. Knoxville, Tennessee, 37921.
Thank you. Give me one second to see why you were attempted to be charged again. Okay, so have you disputed the charge, ma'am?
Yes, and
okay, so
this charge was on April the 8th.
Yes,
they took
ma'am.
$59.89 on April the 8th. They gave the money back to me May the 26th, they reimbursed it to my card. July 1st this month, when I got my card or got my money deposited on my card, it was short. And then I got a letter in the mail yesterday where they took the money back off my card.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what this modern fitness, I don't even know what that is.
Okay. So, yes, when you disputed the charge, your bank issued you a temporary credit. That's that credit you saw. And so they began the investigation and they read the terms and conditions to see why you were charged. And so then they marked it a valid charge and they took that money back from you. The reason
right.
you were charged the $59.89 is because you did a contest entry for a mixer online.
A what?
A mixer, a kitchen mixer.
Oh, no. It must be my grandchildren.
Yeah,
I don't, like I said, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, so when you did that mixer on April 8th or April 7th, when you did that mixer and you paid the $1 to $5 for shipping for it, it'll say in the terms and conditions that you'll be enrolling in Bytub on a monthly subscription. That's that charge. But, yeah, the dispute is the reason why you were given money and it taken back from you.
Well, how do I reverse this? My grandson's autistic. He's 8. I don't know what he was doing. I don't know. I don't have a mixer. Are they supposed to send me a mixer?
No, so it was a contest entry to win the mixer.
Oh, see, I don't, like I said, he's autistic and he has my phone 20 hours out of the day, basically. So I know nothing about this.
Yes, ma'am. So, yeah, because of the dispute, we can't refund that charge because of the dispute. So you would just have to contact your bank.
Well, like I said, it goes on my Direct Express card. I don't have a bank.
Or your
bank.
Credit card company. Yeah, you would have to contact them.
That's who gave me your number just now. I've been trying to contact that place since July 1st. This letter that I got from them where I disputed the claim is dated June the 25th. And I just got it in the mail yesterday, and it says I only have 5 business days from the date of this letter, which was June the 25th. I just got the letter yesterday. So that's way past the 5 business days. And they are the ones, I just got off the phone with them before I called you, who told me to call you.
Yeah, so your account was canceled the day of the dispute, so you weren't. Your last payment that went through was April 8th, and the last one that tried to go through was May 8th, but your account was canceled on June 2nd, and that's when your bank put that charge back, and they took that money back from you on June 2nd.
So there's basically, I'm just screwed out $60.
Unfortunately, only because of the dispute.
All right, well, I guess I'll have to cancel this thing.
If you would have called before disputing it, then we could have issued you the credit back. But because
I couldn't call you, I couldn't call you to dispute it before I knew what the amount came off my card, and I didn't know what it was for. So I contacted my card service, which is Direct Express, and they are the ones who said, well, I didn't know where the money went. They are the ones that said it went to Modern Fitness Technology. And what does that have to do with the mixer anyway? But anyhow, until I called them to find out why they took that money off my card to begin with, I couldn't have called you all. I didn't know anything about you all.
Yes, ma'am. You could have
you see what I'm saying?
From your, well, next to the charge, or if your bank marked it as fraud or whatever, they could have given you the number to call. And then we could have canceled
it. Like I said, I don't have a bank that I physically
go to.
The credit
card, yeah.
I did. That, and they said the only thing they could do was to put in a fraud charge. They did it. They canceled that card out, sent me a new card. They sent me a letter saying they were putting the money back on my card. I seen where it went back on my card. And then just out of the blue, July 1st, I wake up, get ready to pay my bills, and the money's gone again with no explanation until yesterday when I get this letter in the mail.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I do understand, and I wish there was more I could do, but after the dispute, we just can't issue that refund because it wouldn't go back anyway.
Well, you've been a very big help.
Okay. Well, yes,
That's
ma'am.
Bullshit.
Well, thank you for calling customer service, ma'am. You have a great day.
Get off the damn phone.